You know, we're learning to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and be able to be used in the utterance gifts. And today we're going to also practice moving in more power. Okay. And so these gifts will help us be more powerful as disciples of Jesus Christ. But we have to use them for evangelization and ministry as well. So those of you that aren't very comfortable with just stepping out and being used by God to minister to somebody else, it will take you out of your comfort zone. But somebody left their comfort zone to minister to you and me so we could get saved. Amen? Amen. And I thank God that they had that boldness, because where would we be today? So if we're going to submit to the word of God and we're going to be used and we're going to take the good news to all of Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth, well, then we're going to practice ministering to somebody else today. Hallelujah. All right. Now, because we're ministering to believers, this is not a topic for evangelizing those that don't know Christ. Those that want to receive the Lord and want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and even if you don't have the evidence of speaking in tongues yet, you could still ask and you'll still be able to operate in the gifts and speak in tongues as well. So I'm going to go ahead and do a prayer just so that we can accommodate everyone on the internet and those that might not be at that place, because it would be difficult to operate in the gifts of the Spirit without being born again. Oh, you can't do that at all. Or being baptized with the Holy Spirit as part two. Then part three, you can operate in the gifts. Okay? So you have to go through the requirements first. Amen? Okay. So let's all say this prayer together. So repeat with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and that I've repented of my sins, and I've renounced the legal right of Satan, and I do not serve the devil. I serve Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the Heavenly Father. I can now come to, because Jesus made a way for me. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fall fresh upon me today. I thank you for the baptism of the gifts of the Spirit, so that I will flow in all nine gifts as the Holy Spirit wills, not as I will. And that, Lord, you said, I do not have the spirit of fear, but I have a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And that you will confirm your word through signs and wonders following. And that means when I speak your word, you'll confirm it. You're not a liar. And I'm excited to see you move today in a powerful way, more powerful than I've ever experienced in my life. Through me and to me. Use me as your vessel of honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! Did you feel that power level just increase, that faith level just increase? So we're ready. Okay, let's go. All right, overview. We can walk in power to witness according to Acts 1:8 to tell others about our faith and demonstrate the kingdom of God according to John 3, verse 5, 1 Corinthians 4:20, and when the Holy Spirit uses us to flow in the nine gifts of the Spirit according to 1 Corinthians 12:1 through 13. So we can operate in the nine gifts of the Spirit, not as we will, but as who? As he wills. Okay, so I'm going to read that scripture again. 1 Corinthians 12:1 through 13. What are all the gifts? Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. That means God wants us educated. And you know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. And there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God that worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he, meaning the Holy Spirit, wills. And as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So remember, the best way to learn and remember something is to hear it, to write it, to speak it, and do it. So we're going to do all those. So I'm going to encourage you to take notes and look at the scriptures with me so you know that definitely it's coming from the Bible. So just the quick review, the three utterance gifts under B are number one, prophecy, which we use to declare or speak a divine revelation. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 12:10. Number two, diverse kinds of tongues, to speak a message from God in another language or unknown tongue that was not learned, 1 Corinthians 12:10 and 1 Corinthians 14:9. And the interpretation of tongues spoken in a known language, according to 1 Corinthians 14:2, 5, 6, 13, 26, 27, 28. It's an explanation of the diverse kinds of tongues. Now let's go to C. The three power gifts are something you do. The three utterance gifts are something you what? Say. Okay? Now, let's go to the three power gifts of something you what? Do. So we're going to do it today, okay? One, the gift of faith is a divine increase of normal faith to a higher level beyond human effort. It's a firm conviction of God's truth for a specific purpose, time, or place. Now, everybody's got faith, because if you weren't given that seed of faith, you couldn't have believed that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And that normal faith grows because faith comes by hearing and what? Hearing the word of God. And so that seed will be watered by the word of God as it grows and grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger. The gift of faith is different. It will have to precede a miracle or a supernatural work of God. Okay? So people who raise others from the dead operate in the gift of faith. It's a special faith. Okay? It's given to us as he wills, not as we will. But something will drop on the inside of you, and you'll just know that you know that you know that this is going to happen no matter what. It's a conviction. It's like, for sure. The fastest way to steal someone's healing or to steal faith is doubt and unbelief, fear, being offended, or being in unforgiveness. So what do we got to do before we operate in the gifts? Confess our sins. In the middle of you ministering to someone, the demons of doubt and unbelief and fear are going to come. Trust me, it always happens. And you're going to hear these thoughts. It's not going to work, and you're going to be embarrassed. Anybody else heard that or just me? Right? Or you better not say anything because you look like a fool. Anyone else heard that? Or no, it's not going to work. Or it might take a while. It won't be immediate. All these things will come to our brains. And they're out here. It's demon chatter. Now, in the area of athletics, they call it trash talk. Yeah. Why? Because it's garbage, right? They're trying to destroy each other with their words. The devil will come and speak to us and try to convince us that the word of God is not true. Okay? And we have to watch our words then when we're speaking to make sure it lines up with the word of God so it doesn't cancel what we've been doing. Okay? So if you speak what the word says and you're bold about it, he will confirm it. Even if you're a little you know, apprehensive, but you still speak it and you go out there and do it, he'll confirm it. Just step out. Let him do the rest. Okay? But if I stay here, I'm like, oh, I want to be used by God, but I feel like that girl over there has a pain. And if I go over there and say, do you have a pain? And she says, no, I'm going to look dumb. Exactly. So what? So I'm going to go over to the girl and say, excuse me, do you happen to be in pain or have been having challenges with pain? I guarantee you 99.9% of the time, they're going to say yes. Do you think the devil's going to make that up to make you look dumb? No, it's probably the Holy Spirit speaking to you to get someone set free. So let's just go try it. Let's check it out. Hello, ma'am. I just have the sense that you might be in pain. And if she says, yes, I haven't experienced pain, then you could go, yeah, I was right. On the inside. Don't do it on the outside. Just do it on the inside, okay? And then you're like, oh, yeah, that was cool, man. I got it right. Now what do I do? Right? Now it's the next step, okay? So you confirm that word you were sensing is for real, right? So that means that you were operating in a gift. And we'll talk about those revelation gifts next Sunday. So don't miss next week, okay? So then you're going to say, well, the word of God says, you know, that the sick will recover. Now, are you a Christian? Yes. Well, I happen to have my oil here. Because remember, when they're Christian, you anoint them with what? Oil. And James, you know, quote the scripture, says that in the book of James, if I anoint the sick with oil, they shall recover. It doesn't say maybe they'll recover only if you're bold. Does it say that? It says, if you anoint, they shall recover. So you do your part, he'll do his part. Well, may I anoint you with oil? Well, can we pray before we do that? I'm going to lead you in a prayer to repent of any sin. And if they're kind of embarrassed about their sins, you say, well, when we get to this part where Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of sins, you can just whisper to that to the Father, the Heavenly Father. Because strangers may not want to divulge their whole thing. Unless God told you something in particular, you know, about them that they may want to share. And then say, and continue, and any unknown sins, you know, continue leading them in the prayer. And I receive forgiveness for our sins, renounce the legal right of Satan, those sins, bind up Satan, you cannot affect me because of those sins. Break off demonic attachments, those sins, my sins have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus. I come under the protection and blood of Jesus. I ask your Holy Spirit, rest upon me in Jesus' name. Now you're ready to minister without hindrances. And if they say, no, I'm not a Christian, then you say, may I lay hands on you? Because it says you will lay hands on the sick and they maybe might recover if you have enough faith. Does it say that? No, it says you'll lay hands on the sick and they what? Shall recover. Okay. So then you could say, may I lay hands on you. But I'd like to start with a prayer first. And you could be led whether or not to lead them in a salvation prayer because they might be ready. They might have been having the seed planted sometime down the road in the past and being watered, and the Lord might say to you, they're ready to get saved. Isn't that exciting? But if they're not ready to get saved, and you say, are you a Christian? Would you like to be a Christian? No, I don't want to be a Christian. Okay, do you want to get healed? Yeah, I want to get healed. Bypass the salvation thing, because God's going to demonstrate by healing them that he is God. And very few people don't come to know Jesus after they're healed. I got healed. And then I got born again after I got healed. God convinced me he was real. So I know that's a great form of evangelism. It worked for me. And that's why we operate in the gifts. So people could see how great our God is. Okay? So those are some ways you can do that. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:9. We're talking about the gift of faith. And you can't operate in the gift of faith if you're operating in fear. So I wanted to get you out of the fear zone to get you into the bold zone, okay? So 1 Corinthians 12:9 says, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now, the example that we are going to use today is Acts 6:8. And if you go to Acts 6:8, it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now, Stephen was just a regular guy like you and I. He was just a normal person, but he believed the words that he heard that Jesus spoke. And he became full of the Spirit by hearing and hearing and hearing the word and speaking and speaking, speaking in tongues, building himself up on his most holy faith. He got stronger and stronger. If someone cannot lift 4 pounds and they go to the gym and they start them on a 1 pound, you know, thing, and then they go to 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, then they can lift some more weight. Then they're like, you know what? The trainer says, you could lift 5 pounds. Really? Okay, but you have to work up to it, right? So then you get to 10 pounds, 20 pounds, and you get the Olympic guys. They're lifting like hundreds of pounds, and they're in different categories. And you see this little, scrawny, short guy come lift 400 pounds. You're like, what? He trained for that. Someone tried to do that on their own, they would hurt themselves. They'd be ripping muscles and ligaments and whatever, right? So we're going to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. And how did Stephen get there? Because I could tell he was full of faith. He heard the word, because that's what the word of God says. How do I know he got there? The word already told me, because I studied the word. Full of faith. He fed on the word of God. He didn't feed on negativism. Okay? And he was full of power. So if Jude, verse 20, there's only one chapter, says that when you pray in the Spirit, you edify yourself. That means you build yourself up to make yourself stronger. I know he was doing two things. So I want to be like Stephen, full of faith and power. And then what's the result? Then each one of us can do wonders and miracles among the people. Not to boast of ourselves, but that Jesus would be known, that his word is true, and the Holy Spirit is going to be demonstrating through us. Okay? Number two, the working of miracles, God's dynamite power. That word translated is dunamis in the Greek. And that's the root of the word dynamite. Okay? That is an intervention in the course of nature and a sign of supernatural authority. It means nothing could have happened in the earthly realm to cause that. It had to be a miracle, supernatural working, and that power is coming from the throne room of God, which resides inside of each one of us that is born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit and full of the Holy Spirit, and the speaking in tongues will generate that power to be stronger and stronger and stronger in our daily prayer life. Okay? That's different than the interpretation of tongues, and we talked about that last week at the CD if you missed that. Okay? So then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 12, 10. Verse 10 in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians says, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. I just want you to see that these are scriptural truths that we're teaching on. It comes right from the Bible, okay? Galatians 3, 5, let's go there. It says, in Galatians 3, 5, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What's the answer? Hearing of faith. Okay, example, let's go to, again, you could just write in your notes, Stephen was the example, Acts 6, 8. Okay, you could tell because it says Stephen was full of faith. All right, and let's go to letter A, supernatural dynamic acceleration of normalcy. Let's go to Matthew 8, 14 through 15. So when you're operating in the power gifts and you are operating the working of miracles, it will be an acceleration supernaturally above what's normal. So Matthew 8, verses 14 and 15. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he, meaning, you know, he touched her hand and the fever left her and she arose and ministered unto them. So when someone's sick and they're the best cook in the house, go lay hands on them if they're not saved so they can make a better meal, or anoint them with oil and they'll get up and you're like, oh, great. Thank you, Jesus. we can eat a good meal tonight, okay? So, see? God sees every need and he takes care of it, right? So you could be used to do that too, all right? So let's go to letter B. Supernatural dynamic manifestation which humans cannot create. Matthew 1:23, verse 23 of Matthew chapter 1 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is being interpreted God with us. God, Emmanuel, is inside of each believer. And those that are filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit means that you are activating what he has given to you already when you got born again. And God is going to use you to see supernatural things occur. Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word." She received it. She said, okay, she probably in her mind was thinking, that's weird. How's a baby going to be born of a virgin? I mean, she was asking. I'm just talking in modern day terms. You know, she was conferring with God. How's this going to be? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Well, you have the Holy Spirit in you. That dynamite power is there. We just got to light the fire. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so let's go to number 3, the gifts of healing, saving from disease and its effects by curing and making one whole. Why does it say gifts, plural, of healing? Because there's many infirmities, many diseases. There's a healing for each one of them. Okay, Jesus bore every stripe on his back was a category of a disease that in medical science, they don't add to those categories, right? He brought healing for each and every category. That means everyone can get healed of anything. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Making one whole, what does that mean? Okay. Well, you look at it. Effects by curing. Curing means fixing what's there. Okay. But making one whole is if someone's missing a leg, missing a body part, or something is not there any longer. He's going to replace it and restore it. He made the first one so he could make the next one. Why is that too hard to believe? Right? How can you look at a little tiny pea and it's a little baby fetus and everything's in there? Wow, that's cool. It just grows bigger. But it was already created. So if you need body parts, he's got spare parts, trust me, tons of them, okay? So let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Example found in Matthew 4:24. Let's go to Matthew 4:24 now. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he did what? Healed them. Well, some people say if you really want to practice, go to the morgue. They won't complain if it doesn't work that day as you're still practicing, okay? You can go to, you know, mental health centers, minister to people, okay? But at ABC, we want to learn how to cast out demons responsibly. So 7 worse won't come back once the house is clean. And what's worse than a demon coming back? The worsers. That's what I call them. And we don't want those 7 worsers coming back, do we? Okay. So, but we're going to have to practice. So today, God is going to use each one of you. It's not an if, it's a yes. And if last week you were still not quite operating in the gifts of utterance like you wanted to, that's okay. We're here to practice. Doesn't mean you're less spiritual than you or me. It just means that you need more practice and more skill. Okay? And so we're going to practice the power gifts today, the gift of faith, the workings of miracles, and the gifts of healing. So I hope you have your happy shoes on, because there's going to be lots of manifestations of people who have been been faithful to do your affirmations, faithful to take your communion on a regular basis, faithful to believe God for the manifestation of your healing. And some are in the progression mode, but haven't had the full manifestation. Well, trust me, today, many people will get full 100%. And if the devil try to take away a healing that you already have, because once you have it, it's yours. I don't believe that you lost it. I believe the symptoms try to come back as a lying symptom. You will see that manifestation come back into fruition and the lying symptoms leave. So let's confess our sins first. And if you don't know where that you might have had unforgiveness or been offended, if you saw a healing and then lying symptoms came back, or if you haven't gotten progress to where you want it to be yet, no condemnation. We're all growing, aren't we? Okay. Why don't we forgive ourselves? I'm going to forgive myself for impatience, number one. Okay. God isn't a jack in a box. You just don't drive through and get what you want, you know, just like that. There are spiritual principles we have to apply. Now, in evangelistic service, you can get healed instantly. But after that, God calls us to be responsible, to grow and be disciples and to learn his word and operate, right? So I'm going to forgive myself if I need to of any impatience or any guilt or condemnation of, man, you know, I blew it, or, you know, I had this and then now the devil's trying to attack me again and whatever. Doesn't matter. Let's just kick the devil out. You know, you have power in you. Now, before we pray, I want to show you an example in your mind of how much authority you have against demons. Now, if there was a mini chihuahua and it was a street dog and all dirty and gross and it's trying to come in your house and grab your favorite shoes and bite it all up, would you just go, oh, I don't know, the devil's attacking me again. Oh no, what do I do? Would you do that? Most of you would be like, hello, little chihuahua. Give me that shoe and I'm going to boot you out in the name of Jesus and either find a home for you or a shelter or whatever. But if you decide to keep that stray dog and that homeless dog, that's fine. But you're not going to let that dog keep eating your shoe. And if it's got fleas on there, you need to shoo those things out too. Right? And if it stinks, Lord have mercy, give it a bath. You would take authority. It's your house. You're not letting that thing run wild, would you? No. And if you would, come talk to me after church. I'll show you how to get that thing out of your house. Would you be scared of that little tiny teeny toy chihuahua? Hopefully not. Right? And those are how demons are. They have no power over you. You have more power inside of you because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Don't tell me a little toy chihuahua is bigger than my Jesus. And dynamite means dynamite. Have you ever seen them implode an old casino in Vegas on TV? They set the dynamite so that the whole building goes down. And you're like, wow, in a matter of seconds. Now they clear the rubble and build a new beautiful building, right? That's dynamite power. Do you know how highways are made through the mountains? Dynamite clears the path to make a road. You are dynamite. You are full of faith. You are full of the power of God, and nothing on earth, above the earth and under the earth can come against you because greater is he that's in you, that's in the world. And you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ and you have been given all power, has been given to you as a representative of Jesus Christ. And he wants that released to a greater degree. And the demons shudder and they are afraid of you. And when you walk in a place, they're like, there is an ABC-er. Oh, I better go that way. Right? So why are we scared of stepping out? We shouldn't be. And if you are very seasoned in ministering, this is the season where you're going to be taken up to that next level. Miracle, signs, and wonders, the Lord told me. He's going to use you to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Each one of you, greater than you've ever seen. If you've seen some miracles, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be so exciting. Today, I just woke up just thoroughly excited. It didn't matter what roadblocks there were. I didn't go into that worry zone. I was like, oh, praise the Lord. It's just all going to work out. Doesn't matter what hindrances the devil's bringing today. Because today the word is going forth to get us as a people powered up to where we need to be in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So today we are going to let God use us to the degree that get ready for you to be used as the one that God is going to help that other person get full manifestation of the healing. Today, God is going to use you to operate in gifts of faith, the workings of miracles, something that is absolutely supernatural as well. Not just the gifts of healings, miracles. It's a recreation. It's an intervention supernaturally where no man could have done it so that only God gets the glory. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and repent now of any offense that we have against anyone else, unforgiveness or ourselves. And if we don't know of any, we'll just say, Lord, I don't know of any, but if there is, because you know, then I repent of it anyway, of an unknown sin, repent of any unknown sins. Okay? So let me lead you in a prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of any unknown sins and any offense that I might have received or felt from someone else, or unforgiveness. And I forgive myself if I have been impatient, waiting on the manifestation of the Word of God to be seen in my life, in my body, in my finances, in my relationships, in every area of my life. And I repent for being afraid to step out to the next level of where you want to use me as a vessel of honor. And today, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit use me. Be it unto me, Lord, according to your word. And I receive forgiveness for all these sins. I renounce the legal right of Satan. You cannot affect me, hinder me, or roadblock me any longer, because I take my authority in Jesus Christ, and I tell you to go in the name of Jesus, and I bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit, and you will no longer influence me. I shut you up. I silence you. I wash you down with rivers of living water. And I break off all demonic attachments in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. And I invite you, Holy Spirit, to fall fresh upon me with your spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, spirit of knowledge, fear of the Lord, making me of quick understanding. And I ask you to teach me to operate in dominion and power and all nine gifts of the Spirit. As you, Holy Spirit, will, not as I will. And I ask you to use me to operate in the power gifts today. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everyone that believes it says, hallelujah! Hallelujah. Okay, so turn to your partner and someone, you know, be the first one to start. And I usually just pray in tongues. And if you don't pray in tongues yet, just say, Holy Spirit, give me a leading. I will be led by the Holy Spirit how to operate for the needs of my prayer partner today in Jesus' name. Don't even ask what they need. The reason being is the Holy Spirit needs to tell you that too. So that way, partner B will know it definitely is from God, okay? And if it's gifts of healings, and you can ask them, are you born again? And if they say yes, then get your oil out. And if you don't have oil, we'll get you some, okay? And if they're not born again, just lay hands on them, okay? And gift of faith and working of miracles, God's just going to use you in an incredible way. So you might need to get your oil out. It might be an oily Sunday today, okay? A Holy Ghost oily Sunday. And I usually just start praying in tongues and say, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to minister? Okay? Okay, who wants to come up first? Don't all jump up at the same time. Come on up here so our brothers and sisters in the internet can see you.
I've recently been wrapping so hundreds, it feels like, packages for great-grandchildren to be mailed to Missouri. And I picked up one of those boxes yesterday, and it was very heavy, and I moved it, and my shoulder really began to hurt terribly after that. That was just yesterday, I believe, or the day before. And with the prayer this morning, I can... raise my arm.
Let me see. Oh. Woo!
To God be the glory.
Amen. Thanks, Ann. Okay, who else wants to give a testimony? I saw some other hands go up. Frida, I know you want to get up here. Okay, come on up and tell everybody. God wants you to take a step of faith, Miss Frida, because you're stepping on the devil every time you walk, because you have your healing.
Pastor Karen, I just want to tell you all that I feel the anointing so strong. And God's love, He loves us so much. And He says, here I am, go to my son. And to be that conduit, the Lord is showing me, Frida, give up your offense. Give up your unforgiveness. Show love. And yesterday I was at a meeting with a gal who I worked with for some years, and oh my goodness, it's been a challenge. And the Lord said to me, touch your hand, touch Jackie's hand. And she was having a lot of pain. Start doing affirmations for her. I said, Jackie, I'm learning this in my church that I go to. I didn't follow Pastor Karen's instructions. I said, are you feeling better? She said, a little. But this is what the Lord is showing me. And I want to do more of it. I want to listen. I love it when I feel His anointing. I come in here, Pastor, and the anointing is so thick. I'm sitting in my chair, but I'll tell you, in my heart, I'm jumping for joy. And this time is season to honor the birth of Jesus, His Son. It's all there for us.
Amen.
I'm just going to tap in.
Thanks for sharing. Hallelujah. Now, I had asked Pastor Joshua and Pastor Sarah if the heater was on, because it's getting progressively hotter in here. Anybody feel hotter?
Yeah.
And they said, well, it's set to 60 what? 67, but it hasn't kicked on, which means that for the last 2 hours, it's the Holy Ghost fire and anointing that you're feeling. Ladies, it's not hot flashes. Okay. It's the Holy Ghost. And it's getting hotter and hotter. It's like He's just saturating us. Is that cool? I mean, who feels hot? Is it just me? See, there's other people that are sensing that as well. Okay. And who else wants to give a testimony of a manifestation of healing that you have received? Or that God used you to minister something? Anybody? Okay, Terry, come on up here. Well, they won't hear you. They won't hear you on the internet. So take that step of boldness because God's using you. If you wouldn't mind coming up here. I'm so proud of you. Terry was led to raise her hand, and then God's taking her the next step. Amen.
Donna and I had a really good session. And because I stand up here and say I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, I'm walking by faith. And I'm kind of like the leopard. I'm healed as I went, as I'm going. So I'm standing in faith for my healing, and right now I'm just totally pain-free.
Okay, so is that a faith statement or a manifestation of pain-free?
Very good question.
If there is still a manifestation of pain, what level?
No, I don't have any
pain at all.
No.
Wow, see?
No, no pain
That's
at
good.
All.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now I want you to say,
I have
my complete healing now.
Now.
Not as a winter.
Not as a
winter. They went their way.
Oh. I love it. That is so
okay.
Great. Yeah.
Not as a winter.
Okay, we're not a winter.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it all now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bless
you. Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. God wants you to get it now, today. You know, and it can, you know, come as they went on their way. But today, he's wanting you to receive right now. Okay? Now, as it says in James, I just need to remind you, James 5, 14 through 16, what is operating today? You're going to get this revelation. Let's start verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And that means the seasoned people. It doesn't mean that you have to be a pastor. So God's using you as an elder today, okay? And anointing, and every day that you minister to someone, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick. And the Lord shall what? Raise him up. Does it say as they went? No. So Terry, that promise is for you today, right now, right now. Your healing is now. And everybody here that right now, and everyone that's watching the internet or listening to the CD. And it says, and if he or she has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults or sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be what? Healed. And the effectual fervent, that's hot. Is it hot in here? The hot prayer, passionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. That word availeth is have much power. Today is power day, okay? So before you pray for your next partner, we're going to sing that song, Anointing, Fall on Me, to let the anointing start flowing to a greater degree. Let's confess our sins again. Those of you that aren't used to that, let's just do it again as a group. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of sins I'm not aware of. And those that have living parents say, and the sins of my ancestors I repent of. And if you have any other sins, confess them now, just in a whisper to the Heavenly Father. Like doubt and unbelief, or if you were scared, or, you know, to minister to somebody, whatever it was. Remember I told you the devil tried to bombard you? Just mention those sins now, whatever thoughts of apprehension might have come before you ministered. Okay, now let's continue. I receive forgiveness for all these sins.
I receive forgiveness for all these sins.
Renounce the legal right, of Satan to those sins. Bind up Satan. You cannot affect me.
You cannot affect me.
Or my ministry.
Or my ministry.
Or receiving ministry.
Or receiving ministry.
Because of these sins.
Because of these sins.
And I break off.
And I break off.
Demonic attachments.
Demonic attachments.
To these sins.
To these sins.
My sins have been washed.
By the precious blood of Jesus.
I come under the protection
of the blood of Jesus.
And I ask you, Holy Spirit,
to fall fresh upon me now. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, so now let's just worship.
Anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
Ooh, touch my hands,
my mouth, and my heart.
Fill my life, Lord.
Every part.
Every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall on me.
Fall.
Anointing,
anointing
fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
Anointing,
anointing
fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall. Let it fall.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Lord, let the power of
fall on me.
Anointing fall on me. Let it fall. My Lord, let it fall.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so now switch partners. Pray for the person that just prayed for you. Amen. Some of you might be also being used in the word of knowledge, that God may have told you something that person needs prayer for today, and the gift of the word of wisdom, which is the solution to it, and or a prophecy. So if you feel led to operate in the utterance gifts and the power gifts, go ahead. Let God use you, okay? Now, some of you may not know what to pray or how to pray, but just ask the person then, if you're not getting anything yet, because we're still at different levels and practicing, say, do you need prayer for healing of any challenges? If you're not getting any word of knowledge, and then let them tell you what, and then anoint them with oil in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and start there, okay? But start doing a faith action plan to step out to minister to that person. Okay. Let's get some testimonies. We're going to first get testimonies of power gifts, of either gifts of healing, gift of faith, or working of miracles. And then if God also used you in the utterance gifts, like we practiced last week, we want some testimonies of that, even if it was last week or today, or during the week if you were practicing, which is cool, okay? Prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues, those three. Okay, but if God does use you to operate in word of knowledge and word of wisdom ahead of time, that's fine. Some of you already operate in the gifts, like I told you, and however God used you today is fine, because that's what the Spirit willed. That's what the Holy Spirit wanted. So if you are already operate in all nine gifts with word of knowledge, word of wisdom, that's fine, okay? The revelation gifts. Now, don't get discouraged if you didn't get to operate in any of the gifts yet, if you know, because you're still starting out, some of those that are beginners. This is just exercising and showing you how to practice at home. Doesn't mean you won't get to that point, but we're showing you how to keep practicing. You know, just call somebody up and say, hey, can I practice on you and pray for you? You know? That's a fun way to do it, right? Right? Yes, Charmaine. Okay, come on up. Our first testimony. Woo!
Good morning, everyone. This testimony didn't happen today, but it happened this week with a friend of mine. And we were speaking about... She said that she wasn't feeling well, and she was in the hospital over the Thanksgiving weekend. And I said, would you like me to pray for you? And she said, yes. And so I prayed for her. First of all, I did what I was taught, you know, forgiveness of sins. And then I prayed for her. And I bind that spirit of illness from her, and then I loosed it from her and then cast it down and cast it out. In the name of Jesus. And I told her, she asked me something to find out something for her. So I said, I'll call you back like about within an hour. And so within that hour, I found out what it is that she needed me to find out. And then she goes, you know what? When you I asked her first, would you like me to pray for you? She said, yes. And when I called her back the next time, she goes, you know what, Charmaine? After you prayed for me, I felt a lot better. You know, whatever the pain was, it's now totally gone.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. And also, too, today with Lorraine, over here, my partner, the Holy Spirit gave me that she was having some type of issue in her shoulder, that it was like stress-related up in her, you know, she said, oh, yes, it was my neck. Yeah, so
see,
that's my testimony.
She's ahead of schedule, word of knowledge. That's great. And Lorraine, did you get healed? She can turn her neck now. Great. Okay. It still hurts? Okay. Well, Charmaine, come on up here.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very painful, what was the pain or stiffness at a 10, like when you came in, what is it now after Charmaine prayed for you? Yeah, but... You know, is it an 8, 7, 6, 5? You can move your neck now, so it's not a 10. A 7. Okay, we're going to do the next step, which we learn in healing school, is we're going to do affirmations for Lorraine. Okay? Lorraine's neck and shoulders have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, as we're going to say. And Lorraine, will you do 20, my neck and shoulders have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and the rest of us, and internet, let's do Lorraine's neck and shoulders have been healed by stripes of Jesus, and count 20, okay? And then we'll see how it is at 20. Go ahead and lead that.
Lorraine's neck and shoulders have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Lorraine's neck and shoulders have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Lorraine's neck and shoulders have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Okay, Lorraine, what's the pain level now? And it was what before?
7.
So it's gone down. Okay, so you see, affirmations are working. Thank you, Charmaine. So the gifts of healing are operating. And then we have learned to take that the next step forward for mature Christians to speak the word of God over ourselves. So keep speaking those affirmations all day long to zero that out. Okay, because the anointing is operating right now. And it'll accelerate that. The affirmations will accelerate it because it's a two-edged sword, like a scalpel, you know, to cut out all the tightness and all the, you know, that kind of stuff. And so praise the Lord. So that's very significant because she can move her neck now. Before she couldn't move at all. Praise the Lord. So because of time, anybody that has testimonies, please write it down. And I'd like to hear them next week. Okay. Hallelujah. And who received something today? Who was used by God more today? Lots of hands. Wow, internet, I want to hear from you from email. I see two hands going up, so multiple things going on. That's great. Woo! Okay, hallelujah. Thank you.